The Vietnam War can be a Rorschach test. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elise Lemire, professor of literature at Purchase College, explains how some veterans changed the societal perception before the end of the war.
By the spring of 1971, thousands of American GIs had returned from Vietnam, feeling horrified about what they had seen and done. Determined to end the war, they developed a highly effective means of rallying the public to their side. In New England, 200 members of the organization Vietnam Veterans Against the War, or VVAW, sounded the alarm for peace by marching in reverse the path Paul Revere took two centuries earlier when he called on the American colonists to rise against their British oppressors. Beginning at Concord's Old North Bridge, the fatigue-clad veterans used toy M16s to stage a reenactment of the brutal atrocities Americans were perpetrating in Vietnam. On the second day of the march, when the veterans were barred from the Lexington Battle Green by that town's selectmen, they took it as an opportunity to continue to demonstrate how far the nation had fallen from its founding ideals. After reenacting the stand taken by colonial militia in 1775, the veterans and 200 civilian supporters submitted to what remains the largest mass arrest in Massachusetts history. On the third day of the march, when the veterans finally arrived on Boston Common after a stop at Bunker Hill, they were embraced by several thousand people, grateful for their patriotism. While VVAW did not succeed in immediately ending the war, its members proved that marshaling the power of place and performance is an effective means of achieving revolutionary change. President Nixon was unable to escalate the war, and American war memorialization practices were, for a time, radically transformed.
That was Elise Lemire of Purchase College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.